everybody, and welcome to the SC Disaster Corps podcast, the place where you can hear about methods to keep yourself and your family and friends safe. I'm your host, Brinkley Boone. All right, hello everybody, and welcome back. Today we have Bailey. Bailey, can you say your last name for me?
Gottheiner.
Gottheiner, got it. So, just give me a brief rundown of like what your position is here at United Way.
Basically, my position is a Healthy Initiatives and Youth Volunteer Coordinator. Basically, I work on community gardens, mental health first aid, and creating service projects for youth.
Cool. So what's like kind of your age range you work with?
11 to 18 is our YVC group.
Nice. How long have you worked here?
Well, I've been at United Way a whole year. Six of those months were as an internship, and then nice. I was hired in June, officially. Awesome.
Did you go to, where did you go to school before this?
Clemson.
Nice. So you did the internship while you were still in Clemson, or
yes.
How'd that work?
Yep.
Awesome. How'd you get the internship? Like, how'd you find it?
Well, actually, I applied to be a YVC intern to work with the youth with Ellie when she was running the program.
What does YVC stand for?
Youth Volunteer Corps.
Youth Volunteer Corps. Got it.
So I applied to be their intern, and they were actually like, "Well, we need an intern for the whole office, so why don't you interview for that instead?"
Awesome. That's pretty cool. So give me kind of like a background, like work, school, whatever, before you started working here.
Well, I've been volunteering my entire life. Definitely have a love for service, so it was really an easy fit coming into the United Way.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're a nonprofit, all we do is service, and so
yeah,
that's my whole life.
I love it. Yeah, so just like a background, like where'd you go to high school, college? I mean, you said you went to Clemson already. Mm-hmm. But
I'm actually from Manning, South Carolina. I went to Lawrence Manning Academy.
Nice.
Little small town, halfway between Columbia and Charleston.
Yeah.
Moved there about 8 years ago from New Jersey, actually.
New Jersey.
Yes.
Any other work background besides?
Not a whole lot. I was a political science major, so I did intern on a campaign for South Carolina District 2 for Congress.
Sweet,
so that was
sweet.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And any other work experience before this?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it was a cashier, but...
Yeah, it's not relevant to this.
Yeah.
Where were you a cashier at?
Michael's, the craft store.
Michael's. I love Michael's. That's fun, isn't it? Anyway, how does this compare to, like, other places that, like you said you've been volunteering your whole life. Like, how does it feel being, like, between the volunteer position and, like, the administrator of volunteers? Like, how does that differ?
Well, it's definitely different being on this side of it. You get to pick what these kids do pretty much. It's hard with COVID getting those kids projects now,
yeah.
But it's really fun to see their love for service. Like I had a love for service. So
yeah.
I get to see like the next generation of servants.
Love it. So it's just kind of training people to take over your job eventually is what I'm hearing.
Pretty much.
Hopefully we can inspire some people to keep stuff going like this.
Exactly.
How does it compare with so I already asked about how does it compare between the two, like different things, but how does it compare between like being an intern and actually being on staff here though?
The transition was really easy.
Yeah.
When I was an intern, I worked with everybody. I did database with Sarah. I worked with Liz a lot doing her volunteer hours.
Mm-hmm. Liz does you a lot.
Yeah. So I really did. I worked with everybody in the office. And so when I moved into my role, I already knew what I was getting into. Like, I already knew everybody. I stayed in the same office. Really, I just had to pick up where the last person left off.
Yeah.
And just try to rebuild it.
Just pick up stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's pretty cool. Give me like an idea of some upcoming projects that you've got going, like events that my listeners will want to know about or
sure.
Just anything like that, honestly.
So late summer, early fall, I'm working on a farm to table event with the city of Anderson. I'm really excited about it. It'll be called Artisanal Anderson. It'll probably be on Main Street or on one of the cross streets, just like long tables and some good food. Also for YVC, we have a camp coming up this summer. We'll be doing a few weeks full of service projects. So I'm really excited about that as well, planning dates and the projects for that right now.
Yeah.
And also our community gardens are getting started up really soon. Probably in March, April, they'll be fully ready and going. There'll be 12 in Anderson.
12. Awesome. That was my next question. I was seeing how many you had. Are they just spread out throughout the city or county or what?
Spread out. There's three on the alphabet streets. There's one at AIM, one at their free clinic, a few schools, some of the churches. They're everywhere.
Nice. That's so cool. So you said 12, correct?
12.
So how could somebody maybe get into, like, growing things there?
Well, the community gardens are basically for food deserts. So anybody in the community can go to those gardens and take whatever they want.
What's a food desert? You want to explain what that is?
A food desert is basically, the USDA has certain specifications. And basically, if you live in a food desert, there's not a grocery store within a certain amount of miles.
Oh.
Something like that.
Okay.
So just fresh food for the food deserts.
I love it. I love it. And you said USCA?
USDA.
USDA. What is that?
The U.S. Food and
Drug Administration?
Yeah.
Something
like that.
Cool. So, so that sounds very interesting. And sounds like a very – and the fact that there's 12 of them in Anderson, I mean, that says that says a lot. I think we – yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to go over for events?
I think that's about it.
Awesome. Thank you all. Have a great day.